Hi, this is Kyle Bauer. I have Matt Souter. He is the Director of Field Solutions at Mosaic Biosciences. I got to admit, Matt, I did not know Mosaic was in the bioscience business.
Well, Kyle, it's relatively new for us. Mosaic Biosciences was formed just this year by Mosaic. They purchased Plant Response in the early portion of 2022, and this is our beachhead. This is our opportunity to really put forward what we hope are going to be the best technologies for return on investment for customers.
So biosciences is a long-term change in philosophy a bit for a farmer?
It is. It might be a long-term change for a lot of companies as well. Biologicals are a very different space, and it's very diffuse. There's a lot of different ways to get from point A to point B. And so the reality is the challenge has been, how do we find consistency in the products that we bring forward, and how do we have not only a consistent win rate, but it has to be profitable. We have to do everything with an eye to, it's got to be the right move for the farmers. Soil health is a wonderful thing, unless it's not going to be profitable for our customers.
Now, where you bought another company and folded it in, you've got a jump start on that.
We do. Actually, the history with the products that exist in Mosaic Biosciences today have been tested for years. And in fact, I'd say we're probably one of the more tenured companies in the microbial space. So today we offer a couple of plant growth promoting rhizobacteria, and we have a couple of biostimulants in the marketplace as well.
Well, and truly, you have the proof that they work from research for several years.
We absolutely do. So we've tested the six-year average today shows us about a 3.6-to-1 return on investment for BioPath. We have an excellent return on investment for all of those products, and they're really meant to be durable and flexible for customers to be able to apply.
And what crops are they available for?
They're very broadly usable. The nice part about plant growth promoting rhizobacteria, especially with BioPath and PowerCoat, is that they have effects in corn, soybeans, cotton, wheat, canola. We have reasonable responses in all of those. I think the biggest piece that I would recommend for anyone that's exploring the biological space is to make sure you dig into product performance. There's a lot of promises out there. Ask for the data. Ask for the local pieces. Look for the integrity of what somebody has to offer in a data package, and it'll tell you a lot about what you got.
So if I fold that into my agronomic practices on my farm, that same technology can be used across the farm on all the crops?
That's correct. That's correct, yeah. With varying degrees of success, but for the most part, again, we're targeting a 3-to-1 ROI or better. I can tell you that, so for example, BioPath is a water-based liquid formulation that is exceptional at being able to ride with a UAN, for example, in a side dress application in corn. It's good for 2 years on the shelf. It's good for 18 months after you put it in the UAN, most of this, so up to 18 months. And in a similar fashion, PowerCoat is an oil-based formulation of microbials, and that PowerCoat formulation is good for 2 years on the shelf. And once it's applied to the fertilizer on a dry impregnated fertilizer, it's good for up to 18 months as well. So very durable, and the ability to go wherever you need so that you're not creating an extra pass for customers.
That is Matt Souter. He is the Director of Field Solutions at Mosaic Biosciences. This is Kyle Bauer reporting.